This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Well, for the last week, we've been choking on the smoke and basting in 90-degree temperatures. If someone pulled you aside right now and started talking global warming, you might just agree with them after the last few weeks. But not so fast. I read an interesting paper the other day from an Oregon State University professor of forestry. Certainly an experienced voice in the wilderness, if you will. He has a lab group that researches and models fire in the forest in the past, 400 years or so. That's right. The lab group reconstructs forest fires in Oregon from back in the 1600s and 1700s. Now, I'm not privy to how they do this, but suffice to say, with his credentials, I would take his findings at face value. His conclusions from 300 to 400 years ago is that fires occurring then were at least as big as the Bootleg Fire, if not bigger. In taking a long view of forest fires over this period of time, he summarizes that although the Bootleg Fire is huge, and getting bigger, I might add, it is by no means the biggest fire in Oregon history. So if you accept his hypothesis, which I have no reason not to, where does that leave us on global warming? As we talked about last week, environmentalists have their undies in a wad over global warming this and global warming that. Al Gore famously predicted the end of the Earth with global warming in 10 years. Well, that was 15 years ago, and about the only thing that ended was Al Gore's financial problems. Yeah, he made a ton of money after doing the Chicken Little dance and decrying himself as the ultimate authority on global warming. Hey, newsflash, Al, you missed your predicted date for Earth's demise. But back to the fires in the 1600s and 1700s. If indeed massive wildfires scorched the Earth back then, what would global warming have to do with it? That's right, the industrialized world wasn't really around back then, and certainly the vast majority of America was not only sparsely populated, but was not engaged in global warming activities. Perhaps personal warming or hut warming with a campfire, but certainly not global warming as we see it today. Hey, they just wanted to stay warm. So as I alluded to last week, are we right now just going through a phase of nature's history? Any increase in weather, be it heat, cold, snow, rain, flooding, hurricanes, tornadoes, or whatever, is always met by the same cry, global warming. Let's take a hint from Al Gore's ridiculous prediction of Earth's demise 5 years ago that was way out of touch and lose the hysteria about global warming. I could make a prediction about it, but frankly, I'm just not that much of a con man. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.